Daftes Hamadalas Num Mishnah. Ein Choshim, we are not worried. Shema Gevra Chulde Mibayit Labayit. We're not worried. After you cleaned your house, that maybe a rat will come and drag Mibayit Labayit from Zavit Zed, from one corner of the house to another corner of the house. Once you clean it, you don't have to be worried about these things. Ula Makam Lamakam, from place to place. Din came. That if so, you could say mechatzer, from a house it's in a chatzer, from a house to another house it's in a chatzer, mi ili ir, ein l'davosof. There'll be no end to it. Once you clean something, it's fine, you have a chazaka that it's cleaned over here. What is the parish ein l'davosof? Because if you, what are we worried about over here? What should have you done if we are koshim over here? So there are those that say the mi'iri, others bring down, that maybe everybody would have to do bedikat at the exact same time. Right? We all did it at the exact same time, and we uprooted all the chametz all at the same time, and therefore, it's not possible. Ein l'dav asof, it's something that can't be done, and therefore, we're not worried about it.
Not at the same time. All places at once as well.
Oh, all places. Yeah.
All places. All has to do it. All at the same time.
Oh, and there are those who bring down a Yushalmi, even the Koyim. What are you going to do about the Koyim? Ein l'dav asof? You have to be worried about the Koyim. Now, Lamaisa, this brings us back to the first machloket we saw in the Masechta. What's the time of Bedikat Chametz? Are we doing Bedikat Chametz so you won't be over the Yisorah of Baal Yireh or Baal Yimotzeh? That was Shitas Vashi, the very first, in the beginning of the Masechta. Or is it because you might come to eat it? Now, this time that you even have to aim L'dav Esof, that even all the Chametz in the world, even the Goyish Chametz, that won't be for Rashi. Because Rashi, if you have Goyish Chametz in your house, you're not over Baal Yireh, Baal Yimotzeh. It's not yours. For Tosfot, it would be. The Ein L'dav Esof can go as far as other nations' chametz. Okay. We'll get back to this in just a second. Vashi. Vashi is interesting. Ein choshim sheme gerech chulda. Ein choshim chishe bodek. A new sugyovya. After you finish Zavit Zu, Ubal Livdog Zu, and now you're coming to check this one. Shem betoch hapa Livdog Zu, give a chul the chametz l'makom abadok, v'tzuchen l'achzor Livdog. Maybe once you checked this room, when you turn your back, the rat came in and brought the chametz in the other room. That's what Rashi is bothered about. She'im kein, she'bal l'chush l'chach. If you're going to be worried for that, harigam mechatzel l'chatzer. Also a chatzah, a chatzah. Now we're not dealing with a chatzah because we just had a sugi before. You don't have to check the chatzah. Why? Because the birds take care of anything in the chatzah. So they wanted to amend Vashi. From the house me'fayit shebechatzah, lebayit shebechatzah. Pishlo makein ani bedachti, kodem lechaveri, chavero, oliyach bedachti ha'viyach chul de chametz mechatzah lechaveri. L'chatzri, you don't have to be worried about this. V'ein l'dav esof, v'lav chatzri. Mamash k'mar e'la kol abati ha'chatzri k'roi chatzri. All the houses in the chatzri are called chatzri. This is Rashi's shita, that the issue is that maybe you checked, and after you checked, they bring the chametz in. The Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam learns this is a hemshech of the mission we had before. The hemshech of the mission we just, and it was also the brisa that we were just working with, that there are places that have a chezkat that you don't bring chametz into. For example, we had the whole brayta on the last page that you don't bring it into this type of place, and the place, or maybe you do bring it into salt, and we went through all the different places that have a chezkat that you don't bring chametz in. So the Rambam says on that, on a place that you don't normally bring chametz, so you have a storage house that you never go into with chametz, ein choshim, you don't have to worry that a chulda will drag into a place like that. Much in the Bible, it's ein choshim shema geira chulda chametz lemakom she'ein machnisin bo chametz. Not a place that you checked, and that you have to be constantly worried, oh, I checked this room, maybe the rat brought it in. No, we're dealing with a place that doesn't even, that has a cheskat that with no chametz was brought in for the year. She'im nachush. Because if you're going to start worrying about your storage house that you never brought down, you're going to have to aim with double soap, you're going to have to start worrying about everything. That's Shita's Rambam. Now, we have a very fundamental problem going on in this Mishnah. A lot of people ask it. I'll bring it out. Rav Scheinberg asks it very, very nice. It's going to really open up a lot on what we're going to be discussing the next day or so. According to Shita's Rashi, or the Shita's Rambam, let's just get it clear. Rashi says that once you checked an area, we're not worried the chulda will bring it in. According to Rambam, that this is a place that you don't have to worry that to check, and so therefore you don't have to worry that a chulda brought it in. Both of them, we have a concept called a chazaka in Torah. Once you have a chazaka, we're not worried that things changed. For example, Rashi holds is a chazaka that you checked over here. Once you have this chazaka, is a cloud guttle in our hands, then a place that there's a chazaka, we don't have to worry about a shinoi, a change in the situation in the matzah that has a chazaka on it. So if we have a cheskat makom, according to the Rambam, it's a cheskat makom that this place doesn't have chametz into it, there's no reason to ever have a chashash over here, to start with. There's a chazaka. We have a chazaka that this place is a place that you don't bring chametz in. Why do we even have this mission over here? Brings down that this mission is a tzarch, ki, and gadol. Ein choshin. Of course you're not ein choshin. You have a cheskat, either a cheskat baduk, or a cheskat makom that you don't bring chazak, chametz in. That's his first question. He has another question over here. According to the Mishnah, what's the reason why we're not choshish over here? Not because of a chazaka, because ein l'dav esof. Where does it end? Meaning the chachamim took his head rachmanis. It's not that they had rachmanis. They couldn't be gozer over here, but there'll be no end to the gezeira. Mashma, that the reason why you don't have to be choshish is not because there's a chazaka, and we're worried about the chazaka. It's because the ein l'dav esof. There's no other, your arms are tied over here. You can't make a mitzvah button over here. The very word, tzarkim gadol. Gadol chazaka. We have a cloud gadol with chazaka. So he brings down a Magid Mishnah, and this is really going to open up a lot of what we're talking about over here. But the Magid Mishnah brings down in the Ra'ah that the Tam over here, even though this fakus mitzvah button, another clown, we're going to have to go into this quite a bit. We have a cloud in the Torah, Suffolk Derisa Lechumra. It's going to be a machloket, why it's Lechumra, is it Mitam Derisa, is it Mitam Midurabanan? We'll develop that. But a Suffolk Midurabanan is Lekula. Right? It's a cloud gutter, we all know that. If you have a question on something, it's a Midurabanan. If it's a Suffolk, you could go Lekula. But even though over here we're dealing with Sveka Durabanan, since what is the whole purpose of the Tikkun Chametz? It's not that there's Vadai Chametz in the house. The whole ending of Batikah Chametz is the beginning because there's a suffix over here. The Chachamim what goes there on a suffix to do Batikah Chametz. It's not for sure Chametz in your house. Meaning the whole Kizera Midrabanan over here is the Machmir in a suffix. Therefore, it's different than any other suffix. The suffix Midrabanan over here is what they were goes on. Remember, Batikah Chametz, we don't know for sure there's Batikah Chametz in your house. We're worried about a suffix, and therefore, that on this suffix, we're more machmir than any other sfeikot of the midrabanan, because the ikat tekana is on a suffix. We're not doing b'tikat chametz, you know that vadai, there's chametz in your house. You're doing it on the smak that perhaps there is. So now, he develops this, that since we have this idea that the whole gezeira of b'tikat chametz is a midrabanan, and there goes on you, he says, but it's not an issue of chazaka anymore. It's an issue of how far do we go with the suffix over here. So on both of them, in a place of a suffix with machmir, that over here, the gezerah, his words are beautiful. The words that we're metaking the bedika is kidei livor the suffix. Even where there's a chazaka against a chazaka is supporting that there's no chametz over here, but the whole purpose of the b'tikat chametz is to levor a sfeikot. And over here, there could be a suffix over here. Therefore, even in a place where we're machmir, you think that even how far does this suffix go? Can we even go for a chulder that will bring the chametz from another place that's baduk? Or that we have to say with the suffix in l'davasof. There's a point that the chachamim, when they made their gezeira of Batikir Chametz, Ein l'davar sof, that we don't have to be worried. Everybody asks over here, we're not ein kosher shlemiot. Right? Ein kosher shlemiot, except for Rabbi Meir. So machloket all through Shas. Are we kosher for the meal? Rabbi Meir is kosher for the meal. The chachamim are not kosher for the meal. This seems to be the din of the chachamim. Oh. So when we have this yesod now, that bedikat chametz is coming to be mevorer, a suffix, we have to understand now how far does the suffix go. We are worried about a suffix. Even in the makom of a chazakah, yes. Even when there's a chazakah over here, we go, but ein l'davar sof. We have a concept of ein l'davar sof, and then we have other kalim that come in, how strong is the chazakah? We do bring down this chazakah, that a chazkat botok in a room. But once you have the possibility of a suffix entering in, maybe a chulda brought it in, no. The reason why you have the havamina is because the whole reason is we're worried for the suffix, but no, over here the chazakah is strong enough that you don't have to worry about the suffix over here. It's if not ein l'davar sof. That's just opening up over here. As we're going to go through these sugyas. We're going to go through now sugyas of sveikus. There's a lot of sugyas over here. These are big sugyas in Shas, and those are some of the clown that we're going to have to deal with. Gemara. So again, the Mishnah is, we're not worried, perhaps the chulda will bring it into the house. Timer. The lochazina to shakyam. The reason is because it's a suffix. You don't even know if a chulda took a piece of chametz into your house. Ah, ha-chazina to shakyam. If you saw a rat running with a piece of chametz into your house, chashina. You have to be worried over here. Oh boy, a bedika. And you better do bedika. And the question on that is, am I? Why? That seems to be the call. The reason of Mishnah is because it's a Shema. But if it's a Vadai, the third word of the Mishnah is Shema. Geva, perhaps. But if Vadai he brought it in, you'd have to check. Maybe he ate it. We could say that and uproot it. Nilo Tanan. Don't we have this cloud in another place? Midorot Akum, meaning places where Akum live. The Tameim. They have a din tuma on it. Why? See Rashi over here? Let's just read Rashi because it's an important Rashi. Ha chazinan sheyavyatsu lekan chashinan shema adayin hukan. If you saw him bring it in, you have to be worried that perhaps it's there. Petzorik liftok, v'amai. And why should you? Name it achalti. He probably ate it. Nilo tanan, don't we have in a Mishnah that we see that we're not worried if a chulda brings something in, they're going to eat it? The Masechta Oholos. In the Mishnah in Oholos, it says, Medorat Ovde coming to Meim. Why? Mipnei Shekovim Naflehem Bebeteim. Their women have a nipple, a miscarriage, and they just bury it in the house. They don't care about these things. Ve'akum Metmeim B'Misosom. And according to this, the Agoy is Tamei in Misa. After Ohel, live Rabbanan. This is actually a machloket going on in Masechta Oholos. According to Rabbanan, either the Ohel will be Metami, or the Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai over there, Nami, Tiome Kivri Yaakum, Enu Maknaim. He holds that a goyish grave does not have tumah, but Bemadu Masin Modahu. Dilo it mute Eila Metumat Ohel. He agrees that if you touch it, it will be tumah. It's just that he's arguing on tumas Ohel. Over there. So therefore, you have a house for Nakum. You're worried that perhaps they buried something in the house, and therefore it has a din of tumah in it. How long does the goy have to be living in the house until that you realize that it needs bedika? Or by yom Rashi kedei yitzur the vlad, enough time that a vlad actually has an appearance. And even though he's not married, Rashi says, Lafisha chashuru ala znus, because there's no reason why not to assume that he had znus over here and there was she got pregnant and they miscarried or they aborted the baby or whatever. Therefore, a goyish house, especially in those days where it had dirt floors, who knows what's hidden underneath the floor, we assume the worst. And therefore, the house is tumah. V'kol makom shechulde v'chazi yechalim laholech. And any place where there's free reigns of rats and pigs in the house, ain't sort bedika. It doesn't need a bedika. Why? Because we assume that they ate it. Oh, so you see from this Mishnah that a chulda is assumed to have eaten. A chul is assumed to be in. Omer Rabbi Zera, lo kasha, hai, babasa, hai, balechem. We're going to have two answers to this question. Let's just get the question clear. According to our Mishnah, we said only perhaps the chul that brought it in. But if Yivadai, you saw the chul that bring in lechem, you have to check. And we ask why. We see a Mishnah in Olos that if the chul is around and there's food, that you don't have to be choshish over here, you don't have to be choshish, the food's still there, for sure he ate it. So Reb Zeira says lo kasha. It's not a kasha from that Mishnah. Ha bebasa ha belechem. One is talking about meat, and one is talking about bread. When it comes to bebasa lo mishari, he's not going to leave any over. But when it comes to lechem, mishari, I guess, I'm not sure why, I guess it's easy to leave over, or it's easy to store. What? Crumbs? Worried about crumbs? So that's very Zeira's terrors. Omer Rav, and he says, hi, my, there's not even a question here. Uproot, you don't have a question between the two of them. The cases are totally different, and you can't compare the case of Midori Akum to the case of Hashem Egeira Chulda. Why? Mishle Mahatam, over there in the Mission of Olos, Ima Havi, Ima Lo Havi. We don't know for sure that there's this tumor in the house. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. The im timtzelo mahave, and if you want to say that there is, imor akalti, say that he ate it. It's like going into the realms of sveka over here. Of al hacha, devadai de chasin in the shakel, we see for sure that he brought it in. It's not a something. Maybe he brought it in, maybe he didn't. And if he didn't bring it in, maybe they ate it, maybe they didn't. Over here, it's something totally different. For sure, we saw the rat bringing it into the house. Mi yema di achalte? And now we say, do we say that he ate it? Oh, that's a havi suffik. It's a suffik vivadai. And there's a klal. When you have something for sure, and you have a question on it, ain suffik motzi midei vadai. The suffik that maybe they completely ate it does not take it out from the vadai. And that's Rav's teretz. Meaning, for sure we saw the chametz go in. Once you saw the chametz go in, we say, you gotta check. Oh, why? Maybe he ate it. Okay, maybe he ate it, or maybe he didn't. That's a suffix. You know for certain something was there, you don't rely on the suffix. Lakula. We're not telling Lakula over here. Rashi. Mem yom, kidei yitzir vlad, v'yafal pi, she'eni mo'isha, lefi she'chashad hol aznus, v'kol makom she'chazi, v'chul de'yachal, im lo'olech, en tzrichem bedika. She'im hu shlak sham, if they're over there, chotu v'yachlu, they will dig around and they will eat it. So Rav, that was Rabbi Zeira's teretz, and there is a machloka going on between Rabbi Zeira and Rav, but we're going to leave it. It's a complicated machloka going on with Tuma and Meshusa Yachid. Ha! The Olos, the Basumari, Hilchak Vadi Achlua, the Lo Mishtare. So the teretz was, when it comes to Basa, for sure they're going to eat it and nothing is going to be left over. Maybe they enjoy it more, I'm not sure exactly, but when it comes to Chametz, we don't worry that. Rava says, hi, my, Kolomer, my Kushia, what the klal is the question over here? Inami Orchad Mishare Bibisra, Lechalan the Mechesh, Hatam, Midi, the Hatam Chashubi Alma. Over there, it's all based on sveikot, on chashosh of yama. Who ima havi ima lahavi? Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't possible over there. Hilcha cheke de shchike chulda. So therefore, whenever there's a chulda, talila mekula. We can be told a chulda for sure he ate it. It's such a something going on over there. V'yaminan, v'yaminan im tim tzoloma. You could say he ate it. The suffik achila yachal ahotz midei suffik hashlocha. That suffik can certainly take out a suffik. It's a case of suffik with suffik, and we're told in lekula. Aval hachet gavi chametz the kushyalan. We have a kushyalach heke de chasin and de gvor nami name echalti vatai havi. It's a var that we for sure saw him go into it. Mi yamadi echalti havi suffik beer. Vatai chametz hayekan. For sure we saw this chametz there. The ain't suffik. Had the motziyat abayit hazemi dey vaday issa. The suffix that maybe ate it certainly would not take us out from this suffix that he ate it. Therefore, if you see a rat actually bring in, you have to remove him. Tosfot asks an interesting question. I need Rav Aaron for this one. He asks over here in the second Tosfot that this idea that a goyish house is a suffix tuma, we have a problem now. What about a kohen? Could a kohen go into an akum's house? There's a suffix tuma over here. A kohen can't enter himself in a suffix tuma. Omri, the kohanim mutar, the mutar, the kohanim bebeiti avoda kachavim, even if they don't have a chatz v'chul, the mitzoyim sham, even if they're not, it's even worse. You know, you can't be told in the kula. Why? Because it's osefta te'in mitzorat akum bechutzlarts. We're not gozer in chutzlarts, and as the Rosh explains in Masechta Olos, because you can't make a gezeiver that you can't be omegba. Goyim, you live in chutzlarts, you have to have dealings with goyim. How could a kohen not go into its house? But this is all in chutzlarts. What about Eretz Yisrael? Can a kohen go into an Akum's house in Eretz Yisrael? We only have, according to the Tosefta, we're not gozer midoris of the kachavim bechutzlarts. But over here, we have a mission in Olos that has a din tuma. So for us, we're not worried about it. But for a kohen, he's got to be koshish over here. So Lamaisa, this seems to be a problem. How can you know, here we have Akum, we have Arabs. Oh, maybe it's different today, our cousins, but we know that the concept that when 10 Tavim of Znus came into the world, the Arabs took 9 of them. You got to be worried about these things. And maybe they buried them. You know, you go to a lot of Arabs' houses, they do have dirt floors over there. Maybe one should be worried over here. So Lamaisa, I saw with Moshe Sternbach bring down that the Briska Rav told him in the name of Reuven Zelig, the Abbasin of Yerushalayim, that he feels that Kohanim should not go into Goyish houses in Eretz Yisrael. That was like a din over here. Lamaisa, if Moshe Sternbach says it seems to be a makloket, the Minchas Chinuch says that it's allowed, and the whole gezeira here was on a little bit different. But Lamaisa, there's Rev Aaron. We'll have to grab him when he comes in over here to clarify it. So Lamaisa, we have, it seems from this Gemara, from this Mishnah, we have actually a halacha Lamaisa coming down.
Amen.
Okay. It's not coming in. We'll have to wait on that. So we have the klal over here in our Gemara. Ein safek motzi midei vadei vavar. We have a little problem in our Gemara. The Mishnah in Ahalos brings down that the Medorah of Akum, a Goyisha house, has a safek tumah in it. This memory they bury their babies in there if there was a nafalasim. So the Reed brings down that in Chutzlarts we don't have this problem. We weren't gozer in Chutzlarts for Kohanim, they could enter into Goyish houses. But what about in Eretz Yisrael? So I saw with Moshe Sternbach born in the name of the Briska Rav that according to this Gemara, they told him we're not gozer in Chutzlarts because you can't be omed on the Gezerah. Goyim have Kohanim have dealings. But in Eretz Yisrael, he brings down a machlok, and Minchat Chinuch says the mashma now, but according to this, you ever go to an Arab house? Okay, you let us know.
Hilchas Kohanim, I'm there.
Gotta be careful. Okay. The ain suffix motzi midei vadai. We brought down this klal that a suffix not motzi midei vadai, and therefore you have to check. Now we're going to question this klal over here. The ain suffix motzi midei vadai. Vaha, I'm going to bring you a braita that's going to show that a suffix can be motzi midei vadai. A whole question to our premises over here. Vaha tanya, a chavir. A chavir is someone who reaches a high level of tiktuk in keeping the mitzvahs, especially with mitzvahs. Chavir shemet v'aniach migura malei peirot, and he left a whole area, room full, or not a migura, a goren, a threshing area, filled with peirot, v'filahim b'nei yomav. And even if it's from that day, harihim b'cheskev mutukani, we assume that the mitzvah was taken out. A chazakah. Ah, we have a problem. Why should it be? V'ahach edavadei t'filahani, peirot. The peirot for sure tevel at one point. The suffik ma'ashim, suffik lo ma'ashim. And there's a suffik on it, but we say that this, since the robe of the chaverim ma'ashim heim, we say that it was taken out, but it's a suffik. So over here we see that a suffik is motzi midei vadai. The katani suffik u'motzi midei vadai. We have a case over here, suffik is motzi midei vadai. See Rashi, before you see the answer. Migor is a goren, b'nei yoma, dinikorim heim shayom. Nidmachu today, that it was done, it's tefil, and we know that the chaver died afterwards. It's in the house, and all Makarit, it's Vade Tfilah. The high Nigmar Malachtan Varo Pnei Abayit. It finished, it saw the Pnei of the Abayit, and that's Chal Shem Tevel Alehem. Mishashvo Pnei Abayit. Once you bring it into the house, that's when the Shem Tevel followed it. So we know for sure this Tevel. Suffix Isurin, and now it's a Vade Tevel. It's a suffix if he took mice as a chaver. It's a suffix law issue. If I say suffix zehu, mochi perut olu, mitei vadai tevom, mishum derov chaverim ma'achim heim, miyad kodim shi nichum etachet yado. So here's a case now that we say that he has a chazaka. So the chazaka is based on a rove. Once there's a rove, there's a suffix that maybe he's not part of the rove. And it's the suffix, mochi mitei vadai. No. Hatam, it's a vaday, the vaday. It's a vaday tevel, and it's a vaday he took it out. Or the vaday mi aishim. For sure, he took the mice out. It's not a suffix that Rove do it. Anyone who has a shame chaver, we know for sure he was medaktik and took it out immediately. Kedu Rebbe Chanina, choza. Yom Rebbe Chanina, choza, chazaka al chaver she'ein motz mitachad yad adav she'ein metukonim. Period. He for sure did it, even though he died immediately after. It's the second it was fit to be taking the mice out. Once it saw the Pnei Abayit, and it's devil, we know for sure that he took care of it. Rashi. Hatam vade vadehu. Ki heka te pshita lan de tevilim yekar. Hachinami pshita lan de yeshuenu. Since it's pshita, that it's a vadei tevil originally, we could also be pshita, that it's vadei he took off the mice. Ve'en gimgum. We don't have to hesitate even for a second. It's not a rove. It's a chazaka vadai al kol ha-chaverim, on all the chaverim. V'boy seima. No, you could give another terse. Maybe there is some chaverim that don't do it. Eima suffix suffix. Maybe it's a suffix suffix. What's the suffix suffix? Maybe it's a suffix tevil over here. Hadima miyekara eima delot tevila. Say that it's not vadai tevil, even though it's in your house. It's in the person's house, but maybe it wasn't chal ashim tevel. Could Rebbe Yoshia, like Rebbe Yoshia says, Yomer Rebbe Yoshia, Mirarim, you could do shtick of an Adam al tevuaso umachnise b'motz. When does it get ashim tevel? When you finish the malacha, when you finish the gomor of the produce before it comes into your house. But over here, maybe he was brought the tevua umachnise b'motz. With its husk still on it, into the house. Shalah, kideshi te behema to achelet uputorim in a maisva. Meaning there's a way to bring in the produce into the house where it won't be chayiv in maisva. That it won't be chal on it. And therefore, it's a suffix. See, we see just because it's in the house doesn't mean vadai. It's tevil. It could be suffix tevil over here. Maybe he pulled the shtick over here. Dein suffix, motzim midei vadai. And now it's a suffix. Suffix, suffix. It's a suffix tevil. I mean, the question is immediately asked over here. We're dealing with a chaver. The definition of a chaver is that he's very medaktik on his mitzvahs, and he loves to do mitzvahs. He's not going to do shtick to pull him out of the whole Indian of mitzvahs over here. So the Sfas, there's a lot of answers. The Sfas answers like this. Ein achinami. But it's a monoshach. If he's really a chaver, then for sure he took the mitzvahs off. If it's a suffix that he's pulling shtick over here, then he's not a chaver, and you can rely that maybe he pulled the shtick and that it's not even tevel over here. There's other tibutzim. But la mitzvah over here, the case was that you had lachora suffix avadai tevel. The suffix is motzi midei. The vadai, we say no. Either the first teretz says it's a vadai and vadai, for sure it was tevel, and for sure he took the mitzvahs out. Or if you want to say it's a suffix suffix, perhaps it wasn't vadai tevel, and therefore the suffix can be take care of it. And so therefore we're left with our original idea. If you saw the chulda bring it into the house, you have to check. You have to check. We don't say that there's any suffix motzi midei vadai. So long Vashi, this Vashi is going to bring down a major klal in mitzvahs. One is the chal, the shame, tevel, on produce. Rashi, the Iboy Sim is Suffolk for Suffolku. Ki heka du mitzvika lan im asrenu. We had a Suffolk, maybe if he took mice or not. Im lo asrenu. Hachanami, eka litzvuki im chal alayu shem tevel miolam. We can have a Suffolk coming over here if it was chal, if it started the shem tevel, that there's tevel on this protus. Ilo. And let's just say originally there wasn't even tevel on her, at least the suffix. Even though it's smoothed out and it looks like it's ready, let's say that maybe they did like Rav Oshia. It was brought in its husks, meaning shalah. And only afterwards you did the dash. The chov of tevel only begins when it saw the pnei by it in its finished form, as it says in Bava Metzia. V'zeh b'riyat pnei abayit lo nigmar malachto lechol alav shem tevel u'kishum gamar malachto kavar betoch abayitu. It has to be a gamar malacha before it sees the face of the house. And over here, since it was already in the house when you finish the product off, it's not tevel. V'ein. The only way it's going to be the Pnei Abayit, if you brought it in through the Pesach, we saw in Brachos, Chassidim Rishonim, Hayem Machnisim Perotayim Derek Traksimon, Kidei Lechayim B'maisa, Akshav, now Machnisim Derek Gagos, you bring all kinds of shtick, Derek Chatziris V'kar, Garfield Lebayit Kidei Lepotrim, Hilchak Lochayel Leushim Tevel. So over here, there's an Imur, there's a Shema. Perhaps it wasn't even Chal Hashem Tevel. And therefore you could even eat it Kevel. Now Rashi just brings down a different question altogether. Maybe it's a Suffolk Tevel that he could only eat it Arai. But to eat it in a fixed fashion, like we just said before, the Yorshim has no problems at all with it, maybe not. Achilat keva mihut litzva. Let's answer it. The mitzvah achilat keva kodem kaviyas garen agam malachta midrabbanu. And the answer is the iser of eating keva before it has the shem tevel is only midrabbanu. Now, before something has an iser tevel, you can eat it derech arar, derech keva. You can't. That's a midrabbanu. For gabi it's midrabbanu. If it's a midrabbanu, so chinam acheskar kavishi yisron. If it's all based on a midrabbanan that he can't eat it, but there kevah, you could be somek that it was taken, at least on that, we could be somek lekula, we could be tolin that it was the kavah took the mice route, and not that he pulled the shtick and it was vadai taken out. Kadeshi behema tohol chelet, ve'afilu kevah, even if it's feeding an animal kevah, the kozman, she'en is shame, garno, shall tevel alav, enu also be achila sarai. It's not going to be an Israel achila or vayonet, but chol achila behema lo gazru ala mishum achila keva. Even though you're feeding your animal achila keva, we're not gozer on animals. The tanam and mesek the peyah, Michael behemu lachay liofor upotim in a maishus ad shmireich, aval a Michael Adam, when it comes to feeding a person, here the lo tavel midervaisa, miu afilu kodim mireich asru liachal keva, the kuli gemar, that you can't eat it. If it's midrabbanan, midrabbaisa, he can. With an animal, we're not gozer. We'll continue this on tomorrow on Ein Safek Motzei Midei Vadai.